All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, talking to you from New York City on the 16th day of November, 2021. I do like to remind you, I'm the editor of a newsletter called Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks, and you can sign up for that by going to miningstocks.com, miningstocks.com. You can call our office here in New York as well during normal work hours at 718-457-1426, 718-457-1426. We do like to also encourage you to consider signing up for Chen Lin's letter, What is Chen Buying, What is Chen Selling? Go to chenpicks.com, chenpicks.com for that. And also we like to suggest you take a look at Michael Oliver's work as well at olivermsa.com. OliverMSA.com, and Michael has provided just this last week the weekly momentum triggers for key markets, and he's provided that in his newsletter for gold and silver, for the gold shares GDX and GDXJ, as well as the silver stocks SIL and SILJ. And Michael's work has been impeccable, frankly. It's been the best technical analyst that I've ever used, and very, very helpful. And again, I think in just a moment you'll see why my confidence continues to increase in Michael's work. Do want to thank our sponsors for making this show economically viable. Sponsors for today's show, Novo Resources, Illoro Resources, Hannon Metals, Labrador Gold Corp, Lion One Metals, SK Mining Corp, and Firefox Gold. I've titled today's show, What Are the Signs of Fiat Currency Destruction? Alistair MacLeod and Roger Moss are my guests today. Central banks now face a dilemma. Either they allow interest rates to rise to sufficient levels to tackle price inflation and lend support to their currencies, or they take one last gamble on yet more stimulus in the hope that recessions can be avoided. Politics and neo-Keynesian economics strongly favor monetary inflation and continued interest rate suppression. But following that course leads to the destruction of currencies, ultimately. Perhaps one of the best comparisons of America's current situation is that of John Law's Mississippi Bubble, in which the French currency was being propped up for a time by massive money creation that caused people to keep the country's equity prices elevated. But ultimately, the system collapsed because of massive malinvestment in the Mississippi Company. Investors began to realize they were lied to regarding the value of their investments in the Mississippi Company. And when debt could not be serviced, the French printed more and more money faster and faster, just as the Federal Reserve Bank is doing now, to keep the U.S. Treasury markets from tanking. At one point, when confidence, however, was lost in the currency, the French currency almost immediately plunged to a state of worthlessness as the public came to realize that they had that they were had by a gigantic Ponzi scheme. With America and much of the Western world following that same Mississippi bubble script, Alistair will help us identify the milestones as we pass them towards the ultimate destruction of fiat money and massive price inflation. He will also explain why, in the end, cryptocurrencies will not replace state-issued currencies, but rather are likely to become just another imploding fiat-denominated bubble. Alistair will explain why the best form of protection against the increasingly likely collapse of fiat money will be real money, that is, physical gold and physical silver, not currency or derivatives. After all, those monetary metals have been selected not by politicians, but by the markets over thousands of years. Dr. Roger Moss will be with me in just a few minutes right after our first commercial break to update us on the success of his company, Labrador Gold. They're having a lot of success exploring that same belt of rocks from which newfound gold is developing what looks like a multi-million high-grade near-surface gold discovery in Newfoundland. And certainly much of what Roger Moss will tell you today and what the company has reported are numbers that look very much like those of Newfound Gold's just south of where Labrador is exploring. As Alistair is sure to remind us, gold and silver are the ultimate monetary metals that have been selected by markets, not by politicians. And so I think it's really, especially now as gold is apparently breaking out into a new, I think, a new bull run, it's going to be very exciting to hear what Roger Moss has to say when we come back after our first commercial break. And also, what Quentin Henning is going to have to say, not this week, but next week, Quentin is going to be with us to talk about not only Novo Resources, but actually each of the sponsors of this program, for which he is either an advisor or he knows their stories very well as an advisor to Crescat Capital. And so I'm really happy to have him with us next week. I should mention, with regard to the gold breakout, the parent gold breakout, Michael Oliver was with us a couple of weeks ago. He mentioned the hurdle of 1825. I think that particular day, a couple of weeks ago on Tuesday when he was with us, gold at that moment was above 1825, which he has set as his hurdle, a weekly close during this quarter, during this calendar quarter, a weekly close above 1825 would really break through and lead us on to the next major run higher in gold. Well, it didn't happen that week, but it did happen last week when gold did clear 1825 by a significant margin last Friday. And so it would seem as though we are now starting a new bull market in gold, the next leg up anyway. Certainly, gold isn't behaving that way today. It was down some $25, I think, from its high in London this morning, New York's morning. The London afternoon, it was down quite a bit, or it has been down quite a bit since then. But it's meandering around 1850 right now, comfortably above that 1825. I'll just tell you that the confidence that I've had in Michael Oliver's work, it's been especially helpful to me to keep me from being triggered in and out of markets at the wrong time. You know, it's easy to get emotional and to throw your hands up and say, it's over, let's get out. But when I've done that in the past, very often I was very close to the bottom of the market. And Michael has been very, very helpful to me, not as a short-term trader, but as a longer-term investor, just to know when the big ones are coming. You know, when are we going to see some kind of a major top or a major bottom? These are very important for long-term investors. Well, we do have to go to break now, but don't go away because, as I told you, Roger Moss will be with us to talk about progress being made at Labrador Gold. They've had some really eye-popping assays coming out looking very much like the numbers, very much like the numbers that Newfound Gold has been reporting. But as Roger Moss, Dr. Roger Moss, in his background as a geologist, will certainly know and be able to see whether or not the rocks look the same, which is a lot of times equally as important. It's a huge, long, I think it's about 7.5 kilometer belt of rocks that Labrador is exploring. And it's a very exciting story. And, of course, the market cap much, much lower than Newfound Gold at this time. So you may want to pay attention to it if you're to what Roger has to say if you're interested in investing in gold mining shares. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Roger Moss.
Firefox Gold is actively exploring in Finland, where recent discoveries have sparked a new gold rush. Firefox controls a major portion of a prospective gold belt, giving the company a distinct advantage for exploration and strategic partnerships. The company's strong international leadership team, combined with its Finland-based exploration specialists, will put Firefox on the crest of the coming wave of gold discoveries. Firefox Gold trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol FFOX. Go to firefoxgold.com to subscribe for updates.
SK Mining Corp, trading under the symbol ESK on the TSX Venture and ESKYF on the OTCQB, is a mineral exploration company targeting precious metals rich VMS deposits in the heart of British Columbia's Golden Triangle. SK Mining controls a prospective land package totaling 130,000 acres, which lies across a geologic trend that once hosted the prolific SK Creek Mine. With a world-renowned geological team, funding in place, and shareholders such as Eric Sprott, SK Mining is on the cusp of a world-class discovery. Go to skmining.com to subscribe for updates.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.